Today, I'm here to talk about, this is a simple cultural practice experiment, and it arose out of a trial, actually the East Coast Broccoli Project. We're in the second round of funding. I wasn't included on the first round, but I had been doing work with broccoli on plastic culture prior to being a part of that team. And so essentially, I just wanted to talk about the effect of plastic culture, plastic color on yield and quality of 8 broccoli hybrids. The reason for this work is that we're trying to develop an eastern broccoli industry and along the East Coast that can compete somewhat with California's production, and it's funded by the USDA Specialty Crop Research Initiative grant. It's a collaborative effort to establish a broccoli industry in the eastern United States. The project team includes researchers from several universities, private companies, the USDA, as well as commercial participants in production, distribution, and marketing. And with that being said, from my standpoint, I was interested in most broccoli production on the East Coast, I would say, is bare ground. But there are a lot of growers, especially in North Carolina and South Carolina, that are adopting plastic culture either as a primary crop or, more importantly, more often, as a double cropping after a commercial summer crop of either a cucurbit or a solanaceous crop. So basically what we wanted to study with this, like I said, this is a simple study of looking at basically three different types of plastic, either black, reflective, or white plastics. We didn't have a bare ground control. But in the past I had seen when I had planted on plastic and I had bare ground cultivars planted at the same time, we would always get a 7 to 10 day jump on days to maturity. And so I wanted to see if that translated to some of these growers. And these growers were, some growers had white plastic, some growers had reflective, some growers had black plastic, depending on what they were growing in the summertime beforehand. So I wanted to kind of see, what we could do to kind of nail down exactly if there is some we could predict, what their yields could be or what the quality could be. So there were three environments. One was planted in spring of 2016, one was in fall of 2016, and then the third was in fall of 2017. We typically don't plant a lot of spring broccoli on the east coast of South Carolina just because of the vernalization requirements of broccoli, and you'll plant it, and what happens is it goes straight from a spring to almost summertime conditions, and a lot of times we don't get the cooling requirements required for the plant to actually develop ahead. And so that's why we have two fall environments in here. So basically what we wanted to determine was yield and quality, and that the yield will be plant weight, head weight, days maturity, stem diameter, and the quality would be head extension, how far the head actually extends outside of the canopy, head color, head shape, uniformity of the shape of the head, head firmness, how firm it is, the bead size, how uniform those beads were. And a lot of these characteristics that we're talking about are directly part of the East Coast project that we're growing from Florida all the way through Maine. And so a lot of these were the same characteristics I was taking on this particular study. Bracting, or the presence of leaves in the head itself. We took stem diameters, plot uniformity, holding ability, and then overall quality, which is a lot of these are subjective, but we've got a chart that actually makes it more objective in a sense because they're measurable. And then there's a new thing called quality index I'll get into a little bit later, which basically takes certain characteristics, not all of these quality characteristics, but it takes a few, and they're weighted, and so it gives more power to the overall quality than the typical subjective overall quality rating. So we had a randomized complete block with plastic as whole plots, with cultivars randomized within plastic. Plant spacing was 6 inches within row and 15 inches between. Fertilizer was 125 pounds of N from 15015 pre-plant. And then we had 2 gallons of 707 of nitrogen liquid per acre per day, which equals about 1.64 pounds of nitrogen per day, which is approximately over the growing season for the different cultivars, because a lot of the cultivars had longer growing seasons, was between 225 to 270 pounds of nitrogen per acre total. We used Devonol pre-plant under the plastic incorporated and dual tube magnum in the alleys. And the cultivars were USDA experimental lines, three of them, 102, 103, 104, and then five commercial lines, Bay Meadows, Castle Dome, Bellstar, Ironman, and Gypsy. This is our grading sheet. And so these are actually, these are the bead size up here. And so there's actually a millimeter size requirement that actually defines exactly what size one is. One is the poorest score, and five is the highest score you can give. Rarely do you get fives. Most of the time, if you're going to get a good score, it's going to be a 4 or 4.5. So this is a bead size. This is head shape or dome shape. This is the uniformity of the beads, okay, going across. And this was developed by some folks in this room right now. And then you have color. This color scale is kind of, it doesn't really work right now with this PowerPoint presentation. And then here's an amendment to this, and this is actually what we've carried on this year. We didn't look at this or the purpling, and purpling is caused by cold incidents sometimes, and also bright bluebird skies, UV, can actually cause purpling as well. But we did look at this bracting scale, so anything less than a 3 is primarily typically not marketable. But you see it has one little bract right there, and that gives it a 3. This is typically a 4 or 5. Okay, so the reason why we're doing this is because of the plastic culture and typical cultural practices. So this is Flower Farms in South Carolina, and they have a bad time with weed control, a very intensive weed control program. There's going to be a talk tomorrow about weed control on broccoli, chemical weed control on broccoli. So this is a typical bare ground system. This is a typical plastic culture system after watermelon on white plastic. This is at Titan Farms. This is a double crop after bell pepper. This is a primary crop at the research station on reflective plastic. And then this is basically our trial. This is one of our years. We actually had 4 seasons. One didn't work out because it was a summer season. We have a guard rose out here, and you have like reflective, black reflective, and you have white over here. It's kind of hard to see. It's randomized within the entire thing. So this is just an example of when we pull heads and bring them back to the lab and use our grading score sheet to grade out our heads. And so the first thing that we're talking about is yield. And forgive me for the rest of this because it's mostly just LSD charts. Days of maturity, whole plant weight, head weight, and stem diameter. So days of maturity, if you'll notice, these experimental lines are heat tolerant lines as well. So if you notice, For the spring system, you'll notice that they are actually coming out earlier compared to the longer day commercial lines. And then in the fall, okay, you're going into a cool system. So these are actually not in the soil as long as these, so they actually tend to actually beef up. And so you'll see that in a second. And this is, I just wanted to show you, and we didn't find, just to let you know, we did not find any interaction between plastic and cultivar. Okay. However, there was highly significant across all factors that cultivar, of course, you would probably think that cultivar was actually significant, 0.0001 p-value. And then we did have some plastic pulled across cultivar interactions, or not interactions, but effects. So days maturity, we had a plastic effect. So black was basically more significant than white, and basically black was better across all systems. Okay, this is whole plant weight. Okay, so once again, so if the plant's not going to be in the ground as long, these heat tolerant hybrids, they're not going to gain the whole plant mass that you would for a longer season. Whereas you had like these varieties up here were in the ground for 70 days versus around 50 days for these, for the heat tolerant. Whole plant weight had a pulled across cultivars. We had an effect of black plastic again. Head weight, once again, you have your commercial lines up here with the higher weights for head weights up here. And then you have your experimental lines were all lower down here because they're in and out They're designed to be planted typically in late spring. Head weight, we had an effect of plastic on this as well, and it was just basically black again, essentially over white. And then stem diameter, this is the last characteristics for yield. And once again, you have the commercial varieties all having the larger stem diameters. With this was one of our better seasons, this fall 2016. However, this fall 2016, we actually had a hurricane go through our across our station, but that ended up being one of the better years. Okay, so now for head quality, so based on some work developed by Stansel et al. From Cornell University and the USDA RS Vegetable Lab, the following quality characters have a better indicator of overall quality compared to purely a subjective rating, like I said earlier, based on all the other qualities combined. So these are the weighted. So these are all the characteristics, right? But these are the ones that actually this actually adds up to 93. There's a few other ones that actually end up adding up to 1. And these actually give the better indicator of overall quality. So the rest of this I'm going to have to go through pretty fast. So head color is one of your strong points. And at this point in time, you'll actually see these experimental hybrids actually come into play for spring, especially because it's going into a warmer environment where they're actually exhibiting better quality as far as overall quality. I mean, as far as individual qualities. Head shape, once again, you'll see, you have a mix of different things going on here across. But like you'll see your experimental heat tolerant hybrids just basically throughout, whereas in the spring and going into the warmer climate, they're developing a little bit better. Uniformity of shape. This is like I said, it's a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the best. This is how well the head actually is well domed, and it doesn't have any lobes on the outside, or it's just basically symmetrical. Once again, you'll see that the spring heat tolerant varieties are doing quite well in the spring season, and then they kind of drop off for the going into the cooler season environments. So in uniformity of shape, we did have a significant effect of plastic pooled across cultivars, with black leading the way once again. Like I said, black was the top plastic across all factors. And bead uniformity, this is where, back to that one chart where you saw, if you had a bunch of small beads mixed with a bunch of medium-sized beads with large beads, that's poor quality. So we went one size consistent bead uniformity. And once again, especially with the heat tolerant hybrids, the spring going into the heated environment, they performed better. And basically, this is just how these different varieties stacked out across the different seasons. Holding ability is a very key, crucial issue because how long? A lot of time, growers will cut bunch types, which are 4.5 inches or so, and they'll leave them in the field. How long can they be left in the field before they can get a crown cut out of them, which is 5 to 7 inches or so? And the same trend basically follows suit here as well. And we had another plastic effect on this, black leading the way. And the quality index, this is the quality index, basically is where we took those factors, excluding all the other factors. And if you take these numbers right here and compare those to the subjective overall rating, these are actually slightly more conservative than the overall ratings. And so I just want to show you how all these numbers, how all the varieties, packed out. And my conclusions are basically there's no significant interaction between plastic color and cultivar. There was a significant effect of cultivar pulled across plastic colors in all seasons and for all factors. Few significant effects of plastic color pulled across cultivars, with black being the best across all environments. New experimental hybrid F tolerant cultivars did better developing into warm spring environment than existing commercial cultivars, and were earlier and yet had lower yields with regard to whole plant and head weight. The early growth increase experienced by broccoli plants, especially in reflective plastic, tended not to persist and translate to yield and quality. So early on, you would actually have a visible jump on reflective plastic. However, once these plants covered the plastic, that entire effect of the warming temperature of the soil, the reflectance of the different types of plastic completely diminished, and we did not see that. acknowledgments. Special thanks to the USDA gang and the Clemson crew and the grant. This is sort of possibly a portion of kind of funded by is the Developing Eastern Broccoli. It's basically, it was born out of that grant, let's say. And then the quality trade index by Stansel et al. And then the grading sheets that we had. We had to give notes to that, Farm et al. And then a hash project that I'm covered under, looking at cover cropping, grafting, as well as sustainable vegetable production in South Carolina. And with that, any questions? Do we have time? Okay.